Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Podcast Breath. It's been a minute. I've been locked up. It's crazy. I've been locked up, Jew. It is insane how the system is. But yeah, I'm back. This is your boy, Thacker Jones.
Oh, this is Ebony Mystique.
You gotta do it. You gotta. Okay, but yeah, so yeah, and we're back, man. What you been up to?
Working. That's about it. That's what's up. I haven't even been arguing with people on Twitter.
I saw that. I like when you go Twitter dark for a couple of days. I'm like, damn, she got to be really busy because she ain't like.
My mom, when I talked to her the other day, she go through every tweet, man.
Are your mom on Twitter?
Well, she doesn't tweet, and she got a ghost account just to follow me and look at what I'm posting. Yeah.
That's funny.
But I thought she had a bet in there because I went years without tweeting. I went for like 2 years without tweet. So I expected my mama to be like, okay, she not active on it no more and not be looking at it. Well,
are you her daughter? She'll be active for you.
But I'm just saying, if I haven't tweeted in 2 years, what would make you, like, you've been checking for 2 years?
Are you the only one that she follows?
I don't know, because I don't know what her account is.
Oh, you don't? Oh, she just be like, I saw you a little
bit. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yes.
That's funny. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's cool. Booked and busy.
Yeah, booked and busy.
Same. We've been shooting a lot of videos, been doing a lot of production, been doing a lot of shoots. It's been cool. Paying rent, paying car notes.
All of that.
Yeah, so, you know, I understand how that is. So, yeah.
Holidays coming up.
You know, so, this is the crazy thing. Like, my family isn't really holiday-ish.
Y'all Jehovah's Witnesses?
No, not at all. No. We just never. You know, when I was a kid, like, I got Christmas and stuff like that, but it was never like, oh, man, it's looking a lot like Christmas, you know? It was just like, oh, yeah.
Really?
No.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, they would give me presents and stuff, and we would put up a tree sometimes, but it wasn't like, you know.
Yeah.
We singing jingle bells and shit.
Christmas always, I struggle with how I approach that when I'm a parent, because I'm not really, you know, into all that stuff. But as a child, I remember Christmas feeling just magical. Like, it just really felt, you just felt in the air just something, you know. And even with the whole believing in Santa Claus and being excited to get up the next day, like, that was you know, some of the most fond memories I have as a child. So I wonder, you know, I don't know how I approach it when I have kids, though. I don't know.
So
I don't know if I let them believe any of that stuff.
So, like, yeah, because, like, when I was a kid, like, one of my earliest memories I remember is, like, my dad telling me, like, Santa Claus and, like, the Easter Bunny wasn't real. I remember that. Like, we were, he had a brown Nissan, not a Stanza, but it was like one of them box Nissans.
Yeah.
And we were talking, and he was like, "The Santa Claus ain't real." And I was like, "Huh?" And he was like, "We got a chimney." And I was like, "No." And he was like, "How Santa Claus gonna get in?" And I was like, "Yo." And yeah, my child.
Just everything was downhill from there.
Yeah, so.
For the rest of your life.
And I was the kid, like, going to school, like, Santa Claus ain't real.
Yeah, you trying to ruin everybody else. Just like.
Because I got my childhood taken away from me. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Damn, hurt people.
Yeah, you see it. Yeah. But yeah, so, yeah, Christmas and I think I would. Let my kid still believe until probably about like, I put like 9.
Man, your child—if your child still believes in Santa Claus and now, you need to take your child, to get checked out.
I'm going to put her in. I'm gonna put her out there. I know a chick that said she was like 13 still believing in Santa Claus. And I was like, no. Nah. And yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's what she said. And I was like your teenager? She like, yeah.
What does she currently do for a living?
She does hair.
Oh.
She does hair. But yeah, it was interesting.
You know what? You should, you know, is she married?
Is she married?
Yeah, is she married? No. Does she have, a boyfriend?
Not right now.
Because women that gullible, they usually always got a man.
Oh, really? Oh, huh, that makes sense. I was dating this chick that used to lie to me all the time. But unnecessary lies.
Clearly, she wasn't a good liar. Yeah. You knew she was lying all the time.
And occasionally, she'll just hit me up, and I'm like, oh, what's been up? She was like, oh, nothing. Just had to go to the hospital the other day. And I'm like, bitch, no, you didn't. Like, no, you didn't. You fucking liar. She be lying about everything, man. I be like, you just fucking lie.
Why did you continue to date her?
I was a fool. That's why. Then she moved and she had moved in with this other guy. Huh? She put up a picture of them. And I what the fuck?
Okay.
And she was like, what we had wasn't really just, you know. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah. But every time she comes back in town, she calls me or whatever. She'll just hit me up sometimes, like, hey, what's up? She'll be like, oh, nothing, you know, had to lose a kidney the other day. And it's like,
oh, no, come on now.
Like, okay. She lied about, so this is the thing. She lied. I think she lied about some medical stuff. I can't prove it, but I really think she lied about it. And I was like, I think you're lying in my mind.
Oh, you never said it to her?
Nah, I never said it to her. Because if she wasn't, you know, you just...
Now you look like an asshole.
A total asshole.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah. So Jill Scott. Jilly from Philly. Let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you this as a woman.
Uh-huh.
Was that impressive?
I couldn't even really watch it because I didn't want to see Jill Scott doing that.
I mean, I just, so...
Like, I saw the first little beginning of it, and I was just like, no, I don't want to watch this guy doing this.
I enjoyed it. But the thing is, like...
I don't understand why people were so excited about somebody simulating oral sex like they ain't never had oral sex before. Like, gosh, guys.
Jill was, I mean, it was cool. I enjoyed it, you know. It was cool. I just never, I didn't know that many people didn't really listen to Jill Scott's music or knew that it was I wouldn't even call it raunchy, but just sexual.
It's kind of raunchy a little bit. Yeah. I just feel like people, when it comes to entertainers, you know, everybody got their little categories they fit in. Mm-hmm. And she don't fit in the sex kitten category because she got hair wraps on and natural hair because... You know how they go. I'm just saying, you know how the industry is. How your sex pot is Beyonce, but then your sister girl is Jill Scott. You know, they don't ever think that the two can, you know, be transposed.
Let me tell you something about them Jill Scotts.
Oh, I know about them Jill Scotts. Boy. They're the biggest sluts. Whoa! And they are the biggest sluts, and they're free sluts on top of that. That's why niggas, down to earth, my mother. Yeah, down to earth, yeah.
Why they gotta be sluts?
She fuck off vibes, energy, inner energy and vibes.
Yo,
and
I didn't say that.
You know what I'm saying?
You said that. I didn't say that. You said that.
His aura and all that shit.
Yo.
You know, can his aura don't even have to take you. You know, they getting down. They just be niggas 10, 15 minutes ago. They already sucking his dick. I feel the vibes.
Look,
energy and aura. Shit. Them bitches be the biggest fucking whores.
I'm not calling her a whore. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this.
What? I ain't saying Jill's got a whore either. I'm just saying that them type of chicks niggas look at and be thinking they on some fist pumping shit when really they, you know, probably easier to fuck than them girls that you think are easy to fuck.
Sometimes you just get caught up in the moment.
Yeah, they always get caught up in the moment.
Nothing wrong. You know. They get caught up in the moment. But yeah, man, like, it was cool. I enjoyed it.
And then they be the same bitches who get on Twitter and be like, ow, these girls showing their ass and titties. Oh.
Yeah. I love it all. I love it all. Yeah, man. But, like, a lot of chicks, like, I didn't understand how people were like, man, Jill getting down like that. And I'm like, man, you never seen a Twitter timeline? Like, that's how a lot of Twitter looks most of the time.
Right. Or just, you know, like, Jill Scott, a grown-ass woman. Like, I would expect Jill Scott to know how to suck dick. Like, I don't understand what was so shocking about a bitch in her 40s. You think girls living in their 40s don't know how to suck? They got 25 years of dick sucking under their belt. Fuck you, me.
You'll be surprised. How old? Oh, Jill Scott is 46.
So, yeah, she got a lot of dick sucking years. She got like 30 dick sucking years. I'm not surprised she know how to suck dick.
Yeah. Goddamn. Boom.
Let men tell it, you know, girls on the thicker side, master that, you know what I'm
saying?
So
this is what I'm going to say, because I don't want to delve in stereotypes or anything. You know, I don't want to be like, yeah, I'm going to say this.
I'm just saying, we know that that's what motherfuckers say. I mean, we already know that.
In my experiences, it has not been proven false. You know, like, it has definitely been like, yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is, you know. But yeah, like, you know, it's just weird that people didn't expect Jill Scott to be sexual for some reason.
Because people be putting people in boxes. I'm telling you, they put Jill Scott in the sister girl box, you know.
I mean, but she don't look like a sister girl though. Jill Scott is, I mean, I guess, and I'm also in Mississippi, so.
I mean, remember how she came out with the head wraps and all that shit, with the roots and all that shit.
I still like say, what's that song, Let's Take a Walk or whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's about finding somewhere to fuck in the park.
That's what you got from that?
Yes.
I ain't never got that that. Nothing about that song makes me. She literally is saying, find a spot for us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation. You
know, stimulation, what kind?
Mental.
Oh, me really? Talking. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, is that what it is?
Share I.
Because I don't think
situation. Education. Relaxation. Or maybe we can talk about something entirety. Or maybe we can talk about Revelations 3:17.
Oh, she said that part.
Yes. Or maybe we can see a movie, man. Or see a play on Saturday. Or roll a tree and feel the breeze and listen to a symphony. Like, none of this shit be like, let's find a spot to fuck. Where do you get that?
I don't know. I think it is.
I did not come up with that at all. Okay.
That's going to be our code.
And I just, you know, interesting you say that, because there'd be a lot of shit that we say to men, and men hear, I want to fuck, and that ain't what we saying. So,
yeah,
because I guess
we stupid. We like,
yeah, she want to fuck just because she like, you know, I tell you my story the other day about I asked somebody to give me some food. It was like, oh, I thought that meant you wanted to smash.
I mean, like, now that is wild. You know what I'm saying? That's wild. But, you know, listen, I ain't never had a woman say, hey, let's go to the park. And it didn't lead to
what? Sex. People people that are not prostitutes fucking parks is what you're telling me.
Yeah, of course. Yes, that's not uncommon.
No.
Yeah, it's not.
I ain't never fucked in the park.
Oh, okay. Cool. Oh, well, I mean, you fucked in a car before.
That's different.
No, oh, it's different now.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Was it near a park?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
No, 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 it wasn't. It was outside the club, actually.
Oh, everybody's done that, though. Oh, damn. So wait. So if it was outside the club and the car is cool, but in the park, it's got to be a prostitute.
I didn't say, well, I only hear of prostitutes fucking in parks. I also hear prostitutes fucking in cars, okay? I'm just saying that I only exclusively hear of prostitutes fucking in parks.
That's fair.
I don't be hearing, you know, that's all.
That's fair. That's
prostitutes fuck everywhere. Prostitutes fucking hotels in their own homes.
That's fair.
You know, all of that. Same places all of us fuck, you know. Square women.
I can't tell that story on the...
What story you can't tell? What, about fucking in the park or a car?
Prostitutes and fucking in houses, man.
You might as well tell the story now.
I'll keep that on the tongue. I don't want to. I'll keep that on the tongue. It ain't about me. It's just about something.
Yeah, well, that's a lie.
Hey, did I ever tell you about the time the chick came over Rubber House and she was like, I don't know if y'all selling hard in here, I don't know if y'all selling soft, but whatever the hell can I have? And I was like, whoa.
What?
How hard is life, baby? Yeah. I was like, how hard is life right now? Yeah. I was appalled.
Where did y'all find this girl?
She lived next door to one of our partners, actually.
She just came over asking for...
Actually, one of our partners, he brung her over there. And she was like, I don't know if y'all selling hard in here. I don't know if y'all selling soft. But whatever it is, can I have some?
Well, the question is, all the listeners want to know, did y'all give her some?
So this is the thing. I wasn't there. I was not there, and nothing was being sold in that house. It just looked like a trap house because Rubber wasn't taking care of it. It's like, Rubber, you got a whole house, like, my nigga, come on.
I can't believe she came in there and announced, like, I'm a crackhead.
Oh man, we done had chicks come in with the towel. Like, I remember Junior had this one chick. She like super snobby now and like talking about Jackson on Facebook. But
where she moved to? Atlanta,
Texas, of course.
Oh, she moved to Texas.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I remember I met her and she had on a towel. She had on a towel and ended up getting beat up at the Up during a Waka Flocka concert. It's wild. Yeah. So I was like, oh, shit.
So are you going to go to the next Jill Scott show? When she comes through town?
I mean, I'm not having sex with Jill Scott, so there's no, like, no.
I just don't understand why people get so, like, excited about shit like that. Like, she was, like, trending, like, number one, yeah. Like, all day. I was like, are y'all serious right now?
Let me ask you this. So, I saw one take where it was, a lot of chicks was like, some of you niggas can't even get the two-hand pepper crusher thing or whatever.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Is that, like... the average, or because
like, oh no, I wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, I guess if you just really love sucking dick, you want to put that much effort into it.
But I mean,
cool.
Like the
two if you want to do that,
like that's
you said, is that standard?
Yeah, or is that like?
I mean, I don't think. I mean, I ain't never just took a survey, but I don't think that's standard.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And me personally, I wouldn't put that much effort into it unless I was really trying to make a lasting impression.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Like, I really have to be, like, you know, really trying to impress a motherfucker to do all that shit.
Yeah.
That might require, you know, that might require, like, a plane ticket being bought or something for me to be putting all that effort into sucking some dick.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm telling it all on this podcast. Like, you know what's really trash that chicks try to, like, push? And they only push it because they don't know how to feel when they use the ice.
What about it?
Yeah, it's trash.
Who's trying to do that?
Yeah, you'll be surprised.
I thought that was something that you did, like, when you first start having sex, and you'd be like, oh, yeah. Let's do all these things we see on movies, ice and whipped cream and shit. I thought you got all that shit out your system the first couple years of fucking.
Let's do all these things Joe used to sing about.
Yeah, let's do it in the tub, in the pool. And yeah, all that goofy shit that really is a fail.
Yeah,
all that shit is a fail. Every single one of those things is a fail.
Yeah. It's really wet. It is. It is. So, yeah, since we on the topic, I guess, of wax sex and everything. Mm-hmm. So, I was going to buy my first OnlyFans subscription, right?
What is this?
So, and this is the thing. I didn't, you know, spoiler alert. So, you ever see the chicks on Twitter that, like, be like, hey, check out my OnlyFans. And it's basically just like, excuse me. It's basically just like, it's basically just like chicks doing independent, like, porn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, basically. So it's this one chick, and I was like, yo, look at that right there. And I'm like, man, and I'm just tempted, and I'm like, I came really close.
How much are these things?
Like $15 a month.
A month?
Yeah.
And you were gonna just what does she do on there?
A lot of stuff, man. But like, it's not like buying used panties and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no like, whoa, that's kind of, you know, like buying toenail clippings and shit like that.
What? No, I didn't. Think it was.
No, just, you know, just to put that out there, cause niggas be into some shit, man. Like, I am vanilla as hell. Like, I am the step right above vanilla. Like, that's it.
Right.
But yeah, man. Like, I was gonna buy it cause she cause look, I was looking at her profile, and I'm saying this like I don't have a girlfriend, but I was looking at her in her profile.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, that's really close.
Mm-hmm.
And look, it'll be some days because one of my partners, he was like, man, I was gonna buy one too before. I like, for real. So it made me feel
for the same girl.
I don't think it was the same girl. Nah.
Oh, okay. Just saying. Period.
Yeah. So I felt.
Well, I mean, you know, what makes you not buy the account?
I don't want to spend
$15 a month.
Yeah.
I mean, you would spend a lot more trying to see somebody else's pussy, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I got a whole girlfriend.
And right. So, yeah, $15 a month. And then it's free porn is just so abundant. I wouldn't see why you would be. Why somebody would be that interested in seeing that one person's pussy.
I don't know. It's like.
Because, like, if I just wanted to look at some dicks, I would never pay to look at a dick.
Well, that's different.
But I don't understand how, because I wouldn't. I mean, I ain't just saying, like, I would, like, ask a nigga to pull out his dick, but I'm just saying, like, even if I just wanted to look at a porn, like, I could just look at a porn and be like,
yeah.
Okay, dick.
But if you wanted to see
a particular man, I don't want to see any man's dick bad enough to pay to look at it.
Oh, no, I'm not saying pay. But, like, so, like, with a dude, like, say you got a phone with, let's say, 100 women numbers in it, right?
Uh-huh.
And this is excluding, like, this is just, like, coworkers, like, chicks you might know. Like, this is pretty much excluding family. Because I don't want to put family in there because some motherfuckers will do it too. But if you sent a text like, hey, send me a nude, you're going to get like, out of that 100, you're going to get like 6 pictures back from like 6 different women.
If a woman, I think that's a good amount.
If a woman, yeah, because a nigga be like, you're going to get like 40 back. Like, nah, dog. If a woman did that with the same number, you're going to get like 80.
Out of 100?
Yes.
Oh, no. I'm sure I would probably get more like 80.
Yes.
The fuck?
Yes.
8.
You say 8?
You said 8.
Then I said, said 80.
Oh, I thought you said 8. I was going to say, I don't know.
Yeah, I said 80. Cause I know they would be like, oh, damn, I didn't know it was like this.
But you know what? Dudes be a little sheepish about it. Some aren't. I feel like the ones who would send it to you if you asked are the ones that would send it to you without asking. But you know, dudes that don't typically do things like that, they don't really be on that type shit. Which I shout out to all the men who don't just send, just drop dick pics in people inbox. That shit is rude, okay? Don't do that, guys. That's not cool. It's really not. Yeah. Don't nobody want to see a dick.
Yeah, nobody wants to see a dick. I've heard that. I've never sent a unrequested dick pic.
An unrequested one. And you know, I don't even want to see one. I ain't never requested it. And you know, like any guy who's ever sent them to me, I, you know, just forward them to my friends and be like, look at this nigga.
Look at this nigga's dick.
Like, I remember it was this one dude, he had sent me a video of his jacket off, and all I could do was look at that video and wonder why were his child's toys so close.
Oh, shit.
Why are they so close to you beating your dick?
Yeah.
That's all I can see. Like, first of all, why do you want to do that? Like, who film? Like, if you film yourself jacking off, like, I'm going to think that you upload them to the internet for gay men to see or some shit like that.
Wait, why gay men?
Because gay men watch niggas jack off. I mean, they watch dicks. Women don't look at men jacking their dicks.
I don't know.
You think women... okay, so first of all, there's somebody turned on by everything. So, of course, there's always exceptions to the rule. But I'm just saying, in general, do you think it's a chick, you know, beating off to some dude, beating off?
I didn't think people would get so hype about Airhead. And here we are.
Who is the Airhead?
No, talking about like Air Fellatio, like Jill Scott.
Right.
I didn't think people would get excited, you know, so excited over that. So maybe, you know, you got a bunch of chicks that's like, hey, I want to see a dude tugging one out.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
Nah. No. Those videos are for gay guys. They are.
Oh, like Playgirl?
Playgirl is not for gay guys. Playgirl is for girls.
Are you sure?
That's who it was marketed to.
Wait, so if the beat-off videos, hold on, I can't even call it. If those videos are for gay guys, and Playgirl is for
okay, women, but think about how Playgirl magazine is stylized.
I don't know. I've never seen one.
Okay, well, it's not in a graphic way. Just like Playboy wasn't a graphic magazine either. It was more of just, you know, sophisticated looking nudity and shit. Mm. Not a nigga standing up. Ah, beating up.
Oh, man.
It wasn't none of that.
That's wild.
It was a nigga laying on a bearskin rug with a little dick laying on his leg or something. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
It wasn't nobody.
That's wild. Beating up.
You like my male beating off sounds?
Yeah, like I don't know what to say.
Oh gosh!
You're like I don't know. That's what wow. I sound like. That's wild. You nasty. You are nasty.
Who?
Come on, man. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. You heard about Sydney Highsmith?
Who?
Sydney Highsmith.
Who is that?
The Senate right here.
Sydney Highsmith.
Cindy Highsmith. The Senate.
Oh, Miss, I'ma show up to the lynching.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It's a lot, man. Oh, shit. Anderson .Paak come out tonight. That's right.
What?
Anderson .Paak come out tonight.
Who is that?
Who is Anderson .Paak?
What is that?
He's a artist.
That does what? Oh, you know, I seen a video about him that I liked. Mm-hmm. So I know who it is now. Okay.
Yeah, I fuck with Anderson .Paak heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Oxnard, let me go ahead and pre-order.
So.
Yeah, Sydney Highsmith. Yeah, so this is the thing about it. If you don't know, Sydney Highsmith said some remarks at a, I don't even know what she was doing because she hasn't. So her whole thing was she wasn't going to do like a really big campaign. She was going to go on a bus tour and campaign to true conservatives. Like this is literally what she said. And I guess her doing that has been her saying this kind of shit at these kind of events. So, yeah. And, yeah, she's been fucking up.
This lady said, for the people who don't know,
public hanging. It wasn't, she didn't say lynching.
She was trying to refer to someone as a good friend. Mm-hmm. And the analogy she used was, if he invited me to a public hanging, I'd be in the front row. And I just,
yeah,
you know, I've never, I just feel like there's a more like current way to say someone's a good friend of yours. Mm-hmm. Since a public hanging hasn't happened, at least legally, in how long? Like, this is not a thing that's happened in quite some time.
Yeah, quite some like, time, yeah.
Like, this is not a phrase that people just use. You know, just like you don't hear anybody saying, I'm going to town anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? People aren't driving from miles, from 40 miles away with horse and carriage to get some fruit, like. No one does that. So no one says that anymore. Like, I'm going to town.
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah, I don't understand why she said that. So,
well, she's actually been pretty quiet her whole campaign publicly. But I think, well, I kind of know now she can't really, like, talk on her feet or anything, which is not the best.
Yeah, this is why she's been quiet the whole time.
Yeah, which is, you know, that's one of the characteristics as a politician you should probably have. But, so they did the press conference and everything after that, and that's when Phil dropped the Umar knowledge on us. He gave us the Umar numbers in the
flick. Who did this?
Phil Bryant. Oh, you didn't see the Phil Bryant part?
No.
So when she made her first public statement, you know. Basically, she was like, she didn't apologize. Let me read the statement. Hold on. I feel like I'm cooped up.
Yeah, she basically said she wasn't going to apologize for it. That's what she basically said.
Yeah, she was like, yeah. She was like, whatever. Whatever.
Like, y'all stop being some fucking pussies. That's what she said.
Yeah. Hold on, let me. Yeah, basically, she said, y'all stop being some fucking pussies. So, Phil, they had a. they had a press conference where some like abortion group like was giving her, you know, their endorsement or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, he started taking up for her. And Scott Simmons from WAPT was like, you know, this is fucked up. You know, he was pissed. You could tell he was pissed. Like, yo, come on. And Phil Brown was like, well, you know, I don't hear the black community talking about the genocide of African-American babies. And
he, oh, my God.
He quoted Wikipedia. And he was like, 20 million African-American babies have been... have been killed since the 70s through abortion. And
that's genocide.
He literally quoted, like, he literally quoted Wikipedia.
But you know the funny thing about that shit is they won't talk about that, and then they turn around and say that black women need to stop having so many damn children. Which one is it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. But yeah, so yeah, and so everybody was like, Phil, that you can't really, like, hey man, like, come on.
I mean, what do you? I mean, this is Mississippi, like.
Oh yeah, the thing is, it's just that base. All it did was just like energize them and like, okay, like, cool.
But see, that's the thing, though. These old folks, you know, they pass this down to their children, but. You know, I'm just really hoping that this mentality is gonna die with these old ass white folks. I mean, like I say, yeah, of course they passed it on down a little bit, but I just really hope that these Trent Lotts and these Phil Bryants and all them, I just hope their children got a little more sense than them.
I doubt it.
I'm sure Trent Lott spawned some evil.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, I don't know. I can't tell you. But yeah, so that's been going on. And now, you know, today some new comments came out. Another video came out where she was joking about making it harder for liberal, well, those people from those liberal schools to vote. Yeah, man, like. It's just I think it's probably like one more video in the stash, but yeah. So yeah.
And it's just so crazy how so much it is voter suppression and how some of these Republicans get behind all these little tricks. Mm-hmm. It's all about abortion.
Yeah.
It is so many of these folks.
Yeah.
Who they don't care how the Republicans run America into the ground, just as long as they stop somebody from having a damn abortion.
Yeah, because you're killing them babies.
Like, how do you just totally know I'm picking the wrong person for this job? I just want him to stop abortion. Mm-hmm. How, we going to support gerrymandering, we going to support all these little tricks, voter laws, blah, 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 blah. We're going to support all that. We want to take anybody's right to vote away that we can even possibly think would let a woman have an abortion.
And, like, when I saw, like, the election coverage a couple years ago, I look at Mississippi Today a lot, and they sent, like, a lot of people out, you know, to talk to people. And they were talking to people in different counties, and every black person who voted for Donald Trump was like, I'm only voting because of abortion. And I was like, that's wild. Now, mind you, like...
And keep in mind, these are the same people who are voting on the platform of no, quote-unquote, entitlements.
Yeah.
So y'all want women to be forced to have children they don't want.
Yeah.
And cannot afford to take care of. And you also do not want to assist them in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
How the fuck y'all expect that to work? How the fuck y'all expect that to work? If a lady have an abortion because she say, I can't afford this child. Okay, what's the next step? What you gonna say? What the motherfucking protesters be saying? Oh, have them. We'll help you.
And it's like, well, how many you got now? And they're like, oh.
Yeah, go have them. We gonna help you. I mean, with shit. Why don't y'all support that shit on the national level then?
Yeah.
What's the damn difference?
Yeah, that's true.
I remember I had went to a I had went with a friend to an abortion clinic in Jackson. Mm-hmm. And they out there all they protesting stopping my friend from walking in.
Like got in front of her?
I mean, yeah. I mean, they weren't being like disrespectful or nothing, but they were just trying to stop her from going in, just trying to talk to her.
Did she go in?
Yeah, she went in. And so then they were like, I had went inside and came back out with pen and paper. I was like, can y'all write y'all number down? Oh. They were like, for what? I was like, because when she had this baby and she need like Pampers, clothes, all this shit.
Yeah, we can get them for you.
We gonna call y'all.
What they do?
Everybody just sat there looking stupid.
Like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, Jack.
Karen.
Yeah, give me some money.
You know, it was a guy that used to protest abortion outside the abortion clinic, and his wife was the abortion doctor inside the clinic.
I didn't know. You know what? I do know who you talk. Yeah, because they're divorced.
I would have bet.
I know who you're talking about, because it used to be him, and it used to be this black guy out there. And I remember one time I was leaving my mom's office, and I was like dropping off some papers for her or whatever, and he like jumped in front of my car because like traffic was like really slow right there. And he jumped in front of my car and like, you know, he had one of the signs and I'm like, nigga, I'm gonna really hit you with this fucking car if you don't get out, you know, if you don't get out the way. And I haven't seen him in years and I haven't seen that other dude in years. But like, it's like, it seems like it's more of them now.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, they like lining the block.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy though, man.
I mean, you know, people feel real bold. Emboldened, as they say. Mm. And people feel very emboldened now. Mm. I said, tell the tell first of all, I saw you. Who's this? What you doing over there? You look like, what are you looking up on the internet? Because you out trailing off over there. I know you looked at something.
I was looking at talking about Young Thug, how he was in jail, and somebody said, first of all, don't know about it eating booking, plus maybe your first few days in gym pop, that third or fourth day hit and you realize you really in that hole, you be up at 5 a.m. on the dot. What time do you wake up in prison?
Never been. I could not tell you.
Like, I was like, yo, you gotta wake up at 5? Like, I don't want to be in prison then.
No. But I bet you get tired of sleeping all day.
Yeah.
It's only so much sleeping you can do. Because I definitely would try to sleep my way through jail. Bruh, if I was in jail.
Like, this nigga got narcolepsy or something. Because he's just constantly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Like, yeah, I am.
So, Kim Porter, man.
Yeah, yeah. Let's wrap it up with Kim Porter. So, this is what I'm going to say about Kim Porter. I talked to a lot of Awful News, first of all, RIP Kim Porter. If you don't know, Kim Porter, famous model, had relationships with Abby Shore, Puffy, everything.
She was best known for dating Diddy for 13 years, and they have 3 children together, 4 if you include Abby Shore's son, you might as well.
And, she was, she died, well, she was found, actually. And, they said that she had been sick for the past couple of weeks, and she had, had talked to her doctor recently saying that she'd been feeling better, and, you know, unfortunately.
They said she had flu-like symptoms, and it might have been pneumonia almost killed my mother. Mm. She had to have chemotherapy. That's how, cancer is not, why did I say cancer? Pneumonia is not a joke. Then it's a lot of times that doctors don't recognize pneumonia and they say it's something else, less severe, flu, strep throat, all kind of other stuff, but pneumonia It will kill you.
Yeah, it will kill you.
It will kill you.
It will fucking kill you.
And I just, but that's unbelievable though. Like, that is crazy.
Yeah.
I just can't even believe it.
I knew.
And I know Diddy, like, that was his, that was the one right there.
Yeah.
That was the one.
And I know.
He was really, yeah, that was his, that was the one.
Like, when I saw 50 Cent, you know, send out a post about it and he didn't, like, troll or anything.
No, nobody trolls in that situation.
Man, you know, 50, nobody.
No, even 50 wouldn't do something like that.
I believe he would.
Nah, I don't think Diddy would troll somebody like. I mean, 50 would troll somebody like that. I don't think so.
But yeah, it was. Yeah, man, it sucks. And I didn't know, like, a lot of hip hop heads didn't know who she was.
I'm really shocked by that because Diddy was always with her.
Yeah.
And did you know that Al B. Shore wrote Forever My Lady
about
Kim Porter?
Yep.
Which is crazy. That's how you know Diddy was just laying in wait to still just came and snatched this girl. Because you remember Diddy was working with Jodeci at the time. Remember?
Damn.
So Diddy just straight stole Kim Porter from Abby Shore, just snatched her.
That's wild.
Well, it is.
You can't.
He also snatched Cassie from Ryan Leslie.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did do it.
He got a habit of snatching bitches.
Where is Ryan Leslie at?
Man, this got rich off an app.
Oh, really?
Because
I know he was like, because he went to like Harvard or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I knew he was,
something like that. He's super smart.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he did something with, he did something with technology.
Oh, Superphone.
Yeah, it's something. Oh, you looked it up?
Yeah, world most, hold on, Superphone, let me see. Ryan Leslie, Superphone. Powerful text marketing at scale. Oh, yeah. Make text your strongest marketing channel in 3 months or less with broadcast and one-on-one chat from. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Gary Vaynerchuk talking about it and shit. Oh, that's what Gary Vaynerchuk used. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. And the starter shit is $19.99 a month. Okay. So it's a text messaging app that lets you promote shit.
So, yeah, he got rich out of an app, so he ain't making music no more.
I fucked with his music, though. I fucked with his music.
He had one song that I liked, but I can't remember
Addicted.
Like, even a little piece of it.
Addicted.
Yes!
Yeah, that was a good song.
That song was the shit.
Yeah.
I really like that song, but yeah, though, Diddy Straight snatched his girl, man.
Yeah, Ryan Leslie, man. It says his net worth is $9 million.
I believe his net worth is more than that.
Yeah. But yeah, okay.
His feelings probably so hurt after Diddy stole his girl.
Everybody gets the girl stolen. Everybody had
Not by a nigga that caliber.
Well, I mean, what you gonna do?
Having your girl stole by a nigga that caliber is a little worse.
What you gonna do?
Like if Beyonce took my man, it would just sting a little more.
Would it sting a little more, or would it be like
because I look up to the bitch, you know?
But I mean, like, is it gonna
just like he looked up to Diddy? Like he looked up to Diddy. He was working under Diddy and everything, and this nigga just took your bitch. Like that makes it a little. That makes it worse.
Then you know
you don't have a chance in hell of getting her back either. Yeah. Like, you can't be like, oh, she'll be back. No, she won't.
Sung on Addiction, too. Oh, wow. He made her sound really good.
Sure did. That girl, no, she can't sing worth a damn. I just hope that she been saving that money that Diddy been giving her. I hope she got a house for her and her mama. And all of that before they broke up.
Cassie Elizabeth Ventura. Yo, she 32. Oh, shit. I thought she was older than that.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't. So it was time for her and Diddy to break up. You know, she was past the age limit. So.
You know, got to get that new model. You know what I mean?
Yeah, had to get that new model.
Different body style now, you know?
Right.
Still driving the bubble headlight Benz, baby. Come on now.
Men are trash.
Yes. Yes. Definitely. Like, no doubt about it. Artistry and public image. Oh yeah, Cassie did start the whole one shaved head part.
She did, and I hate her for it because them bitches looked a mess. Hey. She was the only one that looked cute like that.
Oh, she only had one album, huh?
She shouldn't have had that one.
Yeah, it was. Hey, I ain't even say all that. That was you.
She had a couple of what's the names too. She had a couple of songs here and there that Dita would put out. Remember that Official Girl song?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I'm tired of being your unofficial girl.
Cassie's debut album was R&B and pop rock with urban and contemporary R&B styles. The album contained looming synthesizer patterns and ice cream truck melody to give it a slight twist and threatening edge. What the fuck?
Right. Threatening edge.
As well as containing flippant playfulness. Huh. Okay.
Now she model for Fashion Nova.
Yeah.
You know, I never was into it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely think dudes used to like, I mean, Cassie looks great. Like, and you know, who am I? You know, I'm over here talking like I'm just, you know, like, oh, let me tell you about this other chick from Ibiza. I was smashing the other night. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, you know. That's beautiful. Yeah, Addiction was my shit, though. Yeah, shout out to Ryan Lizard. All right, so let's finish this shit up. You got any closing words or whatever?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. Chicken?
Making 2 pieces of bacon.
Oh, wow. I heard this. I was like, oh, damn. Fuck. Yeah, so let me see. Visit 242creative.com, all of it. Ryan Lizard goes by Castor Troy. That's kind of lame, Ryan Lizard.
Decker Jones is going to be having a Black Friday sale on that hard white.
Yeah, no, Tucker Jones will not be having a Black Friday sale at a hard white. I repeat, Tucker Jones will not be having a Black Friday sale on that hard white. let me
see. 75.
No, nothing at all. Hey, man, Frank Ocean mama fine. And that's very random. But I just came across that on Twitter. Like, man, Frank Ocean mama kind of, okay.
XXXTentacion's, however you pronounce it. His mom is pretty.
Yeah, and she like,
she's beautiful. What?
Yeah.
That makes me feel old as fuck.
Yeah.
What's her name? Mama Pretty too, 21 Savage.
Yeah, she is.
And you know who the baddest celebrity mama is, though?
Who is it?
Lyra Galore mama.
Lyra Galore mama fine?
Oh, look up.
Lyra Galore.
Her name Mama Galore on Instagram.
Oh, really? Mama Galore.
Uh-huh.
Oh, damn. She spelled mama with an O. I hate that.
How else are you supposed to spell it?
M-A-M-A.
Okay. Yeah. I guess.
I would be right if I let the day go without wishing a real one a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Champagne Poppy. Hope you enjoy your day. And I don't want Lyra Galore Mama to Instagram.
Okay, but look at her pictures. Like, she.
Yeah, she.
Look at her pictures. No, I'm saying, like, she fits the whole, you know, I hang out with rappers thing. Like.
Yeah, that vintage.
Like, she probably do hang out with Drake.
Look at Mama Galore. Man. Men are just dudes just dropping like the fucking eggplant emoji. Like, come on, baby.
Yeah, somebody mama.
Somebody mama.
That would make me so fucking mad. Somebody was posting that shit on my mama's shit.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And see, I don't, man, because these little XXX fans crazy as fuck. They'll be like, don't they talk about his mom.
Yeah, they real weird. Nicki Minaj got the weirdest fucking fan base, and XXXTentacion. Them two people, they fan base is real, like some real insane-ass, obsessive-ass people.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj fans gonna swoop down on your motherfucking ass. You say anything about her,
bruh. I've been attacked by the hive.
Yeah.
Yeah, she yeah.
I remember when they told that boy that he looked like a Great Value Martin Lawrence. That shit was funny.
Hey, you know what's fucked up? You know what's fucked up?
What?
MSN.com. The caption, I mean, the story title, XXXTentacion Stunning Mother Cleopatra. Well, yeah, she's a good looking.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
Cleopatra, age.
I heard they had a contemptuous relationship.
Yeah.
Wasn't so great.
1980. Oh, man. Yeah.
It's weird to me that, like, I went to, like, people who, the kids is graduating from high school and shit. People I went to fucking high school with.
Yeah.
Like, their children are about to graduate from high school. Yeah, and that's.
It's wild.
I still feel like I just got out of high school or some shit. Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't feel like an official grown up because I don't feel like I've done official grown up shit yet, like get married and have children. Like, that. Those things will make me feel like a grown up.
Man, I don't know if I want kids.
At this point, I don't think I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, it's like.
But if I get married or something, my husband say he want a kid or some shit, I'll probably do it.
Man,
I guess.
I just clicked on a hashtag and this shit is weird.
What happened?
I'm trying to find his mama Instagram. Damn, she is pretty. I'm trying to find his mama.
Talking about XXXTentacion?
Yeah.
XXXTentacion was a little old, pretty nigga. That's why he was so, you know,
yeah,
acting so crazy and shit, trying to not be pretty and shit.
Yeah.